with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. I hope you're out in your backyard or getting ready to be, because this is a January thaw, and we got to take advantage of it. We got to be cooking something on our grill. But to help you cook on your grill, we try to surround ourselves with people that know exactly what they're doing, and boy, we've got one now. What are you thinking, Bob?
I like to surround myself with people that know more than me at all times.
Absolutely.
It'll never make you look bad.
Right.
Unless you
try to tell them how to do their job.
That's right. But again, I'm not going to harp on it, but that's what we're living in here in West Michigan in particular, probably all over the country, but I just think we're so, maybe because Grand Rapids is such an awesome place to get spoiled in. We have people like Chef Dale, who's going to come in here right now from New Holland Brewing Company, and just tell us what's up. So welcome to the show, Chef.
Thanks. It's great to be here. I'm really excited about being here. I'm kind of a fan. So,
oh, are you really? Moments.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, well, we're definitely a fan of yours because we saw your butcher shop.
Right. That
dude's got a butcher
food. Yeah.
Dude's got a butcher shop in his restaurant.
Yeah. Who's got that? So break that down. Let's start there. Why?
Well, one of the first things we were looking at was trying to build, in both the properties we do whole animal butchery. So that is that we're buying half carcasses or full carcasses, and we're taking them apart and using the bits throughout the restaurants. So we had to plan for it. We wanted to do, when we were looking at the new project, we were like, well, let's be purposeful and create the space to do this with. Like, you know, if we're going to look at the future and we get into things with HACCP, how great would a refrigerated workspace be? You know, where we could, you know, safely and in a controlled environment do the things that we want to do.
Wait a minute. Two things. First of all, did you say kind of a fan? No. What's HACCP?
Oh, well, certainly it's basically when you break the rules with the health department, some of the things that they don't really like long, prolonged cold smoking, things like that in a retail environment, they're not really fans of that, unless you can find a way scientifically that you're controlling it. It's hazard analysis critical control point. So it's basically where the things can go wrong and
that's
identifying
we
where
don't
those
open
things
up
can
here.
Go wrong. It's not as
it's
applicable in your backyard.
Point. That's that last part.
Yeah.
That last part.
What do you mean you're shutting me down?
It's not as applicable in your backyard, but we run a giant restaurant. We serve thousands of people a week. So we want to make sure that what we're putting on the plate is the way it's supposed
rightfully
to be.
Rightfully
so. Yeah.
So you have a refrigerated workspace, which doubles as a butcher shop and many other things.
Certainly.
Because
certainly.
I was in there and you gave us a little bit of a tour. And I think I saw some charcuterie maybe going on, a little bit of that. And I also saw you're doing some of your own smoking and you're doing some of your own marinating. What's on the menu along those lines?
What we're really proud of is that we have a sort of a pâté program that we like a lot, where we're doing things that are like sausages, that are like loaves. Like if you think about meatloaf, country pâtés, French pâtés, we end up with lots of odd bits. As we take primal cuts out of a pig, we have our money cuts, we have the loin, we have belly, then we have all these other bits. So we have.
So I'm on a freeze frame. Pâté, because I love liver pâté.
Yeah.
But when you're talking about pâté in this sense, is it the same deal?
We use livers in the pâté, but it's not like the liver-based whipped pâté that most people think of. It's more like a meatloaf or an uncased sausage.
Right, okay.
Sort of. Sometimes garnished with nuts, sometimes dried fruit or bits of duck breast.
Really?
Inside of it.
Really?
You cut a slice of it, and there'll be a slice of duck breast in the middle there.
You use bits of fruit in it, too?
Yeah. Yeah, it's very traditional.
So do you have a typical favorite casing for stuff like that? Because you're talking about making linear-type sausage from it mostly, right?
Oh, yeah. We work a lot with Calfat. Calfat, which is the netting that kind of goes on the outside there. If you hold it up, it looks like grandma's lace.
or
it's very beautiful.
Or Bob's wife's fishnet stocking.
Hey!
Yeah, right.
Oh, why throw her in here? Come on. No, so how big is that when you fill that?
We do it in Pullman-sized pans. Those are like Wonder Bread pans, like loaf pans.
Okay.
It's just in netting So you're actually stitching or weaving the net up?
The cull fat will just wrap around the force meat, which is the sausage. We call it a force meat. It's kind of an old French thing, I guess. I think it's from farce or farce.
It's
kind of
sexy, actually.
It kind of goes, yeah. I think everything sounds better in French.
Oh, yes, it does.
So we wrap it, and the cull fat is just really made from fat. So where it takes outside heat, it kind of melts away. So it's basically like a casing that, for the most part, just kind of cooks off and cooks away and disappears. You can do really great things with it. We do a round sausage called a crepinette, where it's a sausage meat where we take dried plums, prunes that we rehydrate sometimes with things like Blue Sunday or sour beer. We've done that before. And so there's just like a little plum jam inside of a sausage wrapped in the crepinette.
Are you kidding me?
And it sears really nice in a pan.
I'm so hungry right now. What did you bring?
Wow. Now, this is all because you have time and you have the meats down there to do this.
Certainly.
Now,
on top of that,
a whole bunch of skills.
They have the facility.
Right.
Okay, we're talking about, first of all, if you just tuned in, it's the Grilling Guys and the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Dragon's Milk is making my tongue thick. I can say that.
Right.
And we're talking with Chef Dale right now from New Holland Brewing Company. And we met you at the Knickerbocker. You have several properties you oversee. Yep. But the Knickerbocker in particular is this giant, 40,000 square foot building? It's right on 131. It's on the freeway at 131 and Bridge Street. I mean, if you're on the top floor, you're probably watching traffic going by, I'm guessing. So it's this fantastic facility with several dining rooms, an executive room, an outdoor garden, just all sorts of stuff. But in the basement, where your folks do all their good work, is an actual butchery.
Yeah, certainly. We have a bandsaw. We have a patio-matic, which we still haven't really even grown into that. We're starting our beef program. We're early into that. But we have a three-horse grinder that gets a workout every day. We have a daily sausage, which is on the menu all the time. And then we do, since we're on the west side, we have to do a smoked kibasa.
Sure.
A beautiful kibasa. I think where we are with our kibasa right now is just in a perfect, perfect place.
That sounds like a segment for the show, the daily sausage. You could do a lot of shows with that. Right. Anyway, so that's the cool thing. Versus beer, you can just take the daily sausage. I mean, people don't do that because they have to procure it from somebody. You're just literally going in the cellar, firing up the butcher shop, and grinding out some sausage.
Oh, yeah, certainly. Every day. It's a crazy amount of a volume of food that comes out of that restaurant. Our butcher, Kevin Shipsy, he does a fantastic job. He puts whole caraway seeds in the kibasa, which I think is the great place where we are with that.
Yeah.
I think is just really great. And we have a Southern Pride smoker in the upstairs kitchen that does a really great job. And then a wood-fired pizza oven, which we also finish meats on.
That wood-fired pizza oven, did you guys just build that, or is that something you bought?
No, it's a wood stone, and I can confidently say there isn't another one. There certainly isn't another one exactly like that in the city. Most of them have a gas assist, but since our motto at New Holland is basically too hard for most people, is just about right for us, it seems like. And so
that's nice. I like that.
It only works on wood. So
Joppy's going to steal that, by the way. I just want you to know. You don't know.
Well, I'll give
you
credit. No, you're right.
Yeah. We find the difficult way to do everything. So we have it relies strictly on wood. So if the pizza guy or the guy who's working that station isn't keeping up the fire, then the whole show crashes down. And knock on wood, so thankfully we've been able to rock it just fantastic. It has not been an issue one time.
Jop, this place is 3 miles deep and a half mile high.
Right, and we haven't even scratched the surface of it, because when we took us through the tour here a couple weeks ago when we were there, he was preparing his own meat for aging. He's preparing his own meat with marinades. And I saw fowl. You mentioned the duck, and there's lamb, and there's the beef, and
Pork. I just want to tell you that there's two guys I'm going to invite to deer camp and ahead of you.
So we need to foreplay, is what he's saying. Yeah.
no problem if they hang around for, we'll just forget
no,
this
no,
stuff
guys.
That's on the show
stick,
plan. This
stick
sucks.
Around, man, because this is interesting stuff because, like I said, you guys are doing stuff nobody else does, and people need to know about that. So you listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back. Show plays a meme.